Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Chopper.
Hello.
How's your voice today?
It's getting better, I think, isn't it?
Oh, you'll be all right by tomorrow.
That sounds all right. Well, it doesn't sound great, but...
Better than yesterday.
Yeah.
Some women yesterday were texting and going, they quite like the new sound of Chopper.
Oh, I thought it sounded dreadful.
Did you listen again?
No, I didn't, no.
Oh, just to check how rubbish you sounded.
No, I could hear it in my headphones, No. I don't go home and listen back to myself, strangely enough.
Do you have some kind of medicine called Fix Your Voice or something like that?
I have some pastel things to suck.
Really? What are they called?
I don't know what they're called.
I think they're called Fix Your Voice.
They're not called Fix Your Voice. Are they?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, they're on my desk.
Yeah. I didn't know you can get Fix Your Voice tablets. That's amazing.
Zane's producer tipped me off.
Really?
It's apparently what all the singers use.
Zane's producer tipped you off?
Tipped me off, yes.
Hello, Radio 1.
Matt Damon!
Matt Damon! Who's that, please?
Phil Clayton.
Hello, Phil Clayton. How can I help?
Oh, mate. I was at Tricross Zoo yesterday afternoon, and we were seeing Gwen Stefani feeding some little monkeys.
Gwen Stefani was feeding monkeys at your zoo?
She was, yeah, and she was feeding the giraffe, and I think she might have fed the partner.
Was she on a ladder?
I knew she was tall.
Yeah, no, they reached down to her.
And what zoo was this?
Gwen Stefani, and was it Greg as well? A husband, baby and that.
Oh. And what zoo is it?
Gwen Stefani.
It's the Gwen Stefani Zoo.
No, sorry, Tricross Zoo in Leicester.
Right, excellent. Got that in the end. She's our Radio 1 legend tonight.
Yeah, that's it. She's promoting and stuff then.
Well, she's going to be playing loads of tunes from the last 40 years of her favourites, and also just doing some little stories and stuff.
Tips on how to feed giraffes.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Make sure you have a listen tonight, all right?
Well, cheers, Scott.
9 till 10.
Scott, yeah. You're the best.
Oh, I love you.
Wicked, love you too.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon!
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
It's Mills on the way home. Hello, Steve Geely, who wants that masterclass in talking to ladies from yesterday's Flirt Divert again. Not a problem, Steve.
Hey, how you doing? I enjoyed last night. You want a bit of fun? You know it, don't you? Yeah. Dirty cow.
On the text, he said, please could you play the Tom Jones Flirt Divert from yesterday. I'd like to say that actually isn't Tom Jones before his lawyers get on and sue our asses. It might be, but as far as I'm aware, it's not. Also, Linz has been on, saying that she's just been to the dentist and can now do an amazing Matt Damon because of the stuff they give you to numb your mouth. I'm going to call you in a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily. Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Right, it's time for the phone book game. It's back, Chopper.
Okay.
Now, what it was before was that we called someone with an amusing name somewhere in America. This time, though, I've given it a radical overhaul. It's completely different. It's not like the other phone book game now at all, right? What we do now, instead of finding people with great names, we call people who live in places with really interesting names.
Okay.
Of towns and cities, right? Now, let's test how really immature you lot are, okay? Let's see if you're as stupid and as mindless as me. Let's do the phone book game on Radio 1. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's the first one we called.
Just Jerry's.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this a gas station?
Yes.
Okay, what town are you in?
Bald Knob.
I'm sorry?
Bald Knob.
You're in Bald Knob.
Yeah, and where are you at?
London.
Why are you calling here?
Because you live in Bald Knob. How amazing would it be to live there? Think about it.
Bald Knob.
God, you're immature.
Mm. Why would it be amazing to live there?
I just think it'd be great. Okay. Where do you live? Do you know what I mean? Be a great pub conversation, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Right, another one? Remember, if you laugh, you're really immature.
Okay.
Dean Woodhill.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, could you tell me what street you're on, please?
We're on Route 18 in Beaver Falls.
Where?
Route 18 in Beaver Falls. It's also known as Big Beaver Boulevard.
It's called what, sorry?
Big Beaver Boulevard.
Big Beaver Boulevard.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
She is very helpful.
She's very helpful.
I'd like to stay at her hotel. Just for the address.
Big Beaver Boulevard.
All right, do you want one more?
I'd quite like to ride down there.
I'd like to ride down that
sounds
boulevard.
Like a nice, sounds like a nice boulevard.
Would you like to have one more?
Yeah.
Okay, don't laugh. Otherwise you're really immature.
Hello, in by the day.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, are you a bed and breakfast?
Yes.
And what town are you in?
We're in Dildo.
I'm sorry?
We're in Dildo, Trinity Bay.
What's the name of the town?
D-I-L-D-O.
Dildo?
Right.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye. Right, I've changed my mind. I want to live there now.
I don't.
We're in Dildo. D-I-L-D-O. Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Radio 1. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.